common references gutter, at least here in Oklahoma.
Checked your Sears and Roebuck catalog?
No.
It's guttering.
Is that right?
Yeah, guttering or gutter, I think. What do you call that part of a roof that fits like this?
Speaking of the valley?
Yeah. Well, if you went up in Michigan, I think these would be called eaves troughs in the Sears and Roebuck catalog. Maybe not. If you had a separate building out here, what would it be? But not a big building, just something for storage.
Some people call them sheds, some people just call them outbuildings.
Mm-hmm. Now, with a shed...
Outbuilding is probably a little broader term. Uh-huh. Outbuilding could be applied to a separated garage or a workshop or storage facility. I generally think the shed is devoted primarily to storage of something.
Mm-hmm. Now, if this were on a farm, would this be a separate building, or would it be attached to something else? Or?
Well, I would say it would be a separate building.
Mm-hmm. Any special terms for the outdoor toilet?
Oh, I think the probably the most common term is just outhouse. Here again, you're getting out of my realm of experience.
Yeah, I wasn't very familiar with those. My uncle had a garage in Michigan. He had an old two-hole out and back. And 1/4 of July, we dropped a cherry bomb down the hole.
We did worse than that at Camp Roberts.
Grenade?
Yeah, we had one of these great big monsters out there. I was working on the what they call the J Range. And had a great big tent, munitions tent, or arms tent set up. It wasn't too far from this thing. And the range officer came by. He asked me for an offensive grenade. This is one that doesn't shatter, you know, the shrapnel, just a...
Concussion grenade?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I suppose he knew what he was doing. I handed him one. It wasn't but just a few minutes, and gosh, off the roar you ever heard, explosion and stuff started raining down that tent. As soon as I walked outside the tent, I knew what it did. It just blew that thing all over that range.
Was it a good one, or?
Yeah.
You just did it for audience.
You just did it for audience.
Well, I guess there are certain advantages to being a range officer. Oh, let's see, out on the farm, what are some of the buildings you'd find out there?
Oh, a barn? Like barn?
I just think of the old story about the old man that was out on the job. His son came back from the war and had a live grenade, and he was going to show off to his friends, so he threw the thing out, and it exploded and knocked the outhouse out down. The old man came staggering down the path, laughing to himself. It's a good thing I didn't do that in the house.
Well, let's see, going back to your question now. So you've got a barn, and generally you'll have a, most farmers will have an implement shed. I have to kind of relate this to my grandparents' home. They had a smokehouse. They had a cellar.
What was that used for?
Generally for storage of foodstuffs that required a cool temperature to keep them from spoiling. They weren't highly perishable, but the coolness of the cellar would help preserve them.
Any other use?
Well, generally, in this part of the country, they use for shelter from violent weather.
Afraid
tornadoes.
Of